What just happened? If you're distracted by mundane minutiae, you might have missed the significance of a once and forever happening. If you've got a big, big picture perspective, it's the greatest shock and awe happening of all time. Epic doesn't begin to describe it. How are you processing it? This is a really, really important point of view, but I want to employ a communication tool that was Jesus' constant default. When he used metaphors, defined as a figure of speech that compares two unrelated subjects, to bring the supernatural into understanding by likening it to the familiar or mundane, we call them parables. Sheep, farmers, wayward sons, lost coins were all depictions that had far bigger meanings, according to him. Allow me a description of our known world and create the reflection into the known by faith world. You and I live in both. Actively managing our lives in sync with mortal and eternal is no small feat. I'll describe a political, not partisan, phenomenon that captures us all every 4 years and bring it into play with the big picture that supersedes it. In America, every 4 years is a presidential election cycle. Myriad additional positions and initiatives are on the public ballot in November in those years, but the top of the ticket decision, who will be installed as the President of the United States and de facto leaders of the free world, that captures global attention. Our lifespans are measured in Earth years, but people who live for politics divide their birthdays by four to cite the number of election cycles they've experienced. Their calendars shift from the days counting down to the next election to the days since the new president has been in office. There's a gap between the two. By law, the election is scheduled on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November, every fourth year. That follows a run-up that includes registration as a candidate, conduct of a campaign, rising through primary elections, and ultimately becoming a political party's nominee to appear on the ballot. In our distant past analog era, outcomes were often declared the morning after the polls closed. In the modern automated digital age, results can be delayed for days or weeks as the mashup between paper ballots and machines grinds the process to a standstill. The election tells the tale. As soon as the votes have been verified, a winner is declared. Absent destabilizing conflicts, the victor is now declared to be the president-elect. For the next 11 weeks, the outgoing president continues to have the power given to him or her by the Constitution, but they're often labeled a lame duck because their remaining days in office are counting down. Drama is played out in real time. The lame duck can go from benign to bellicose and seek to act in contentious ways to direct agencies and divert dollars in keeping with his or her agenda, in stark contrast to the incoming team's direction. All the while, the president-elect is announcing his or her picks for prime spots in their coming administration, but they won't be installed until after the inauguration. Allow me to take what we know all too well and apply it to the kingdom and yesterday. Easter was the election. The resurrection was a resounding victory. The God of this world has been outranked by the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. The results have been tabulated. It's done. Now Satan is the lame duck, out to exercise his waning authority to the max, leading up to the invisible version of the inauguration, which is the second coming of the king. When he comes, it's game over for the conflict. his administration will be put into office. Leaders at every level will be installed in spots they earned through faithful service to him between the resurrection and the return. The new power structure will be in place forever. Yesterday, Easter commemorated the electoral landslide. We're in the time warp between the conclusion and the beginning. Let's get busy and secure our spots in the new earth lineup. Living the resurrection outcome because nothing else matters as much.